every time we recite the Creed. We proclaim Jesus Christ to be God from God, light from light, true God from true God. And through him all things were made. The Psalms say of him that at his word the forests are stripped bare, at his touch mountains melt like wax, and at his breath the waters flow. It's he who gives life to all things. When he takes back his spirit, all things die. Which is another way of saying that when we speak of Jesus Christ, we speak of God Almighty. Which leads to a question to ponder at the beginning of this Holy Week. Just how exactly do you nail God Almighty to a cross? How can any man possibly do that? Man who is no more than a breath, whose life fades like a passing shadow, who weighs less than rust on the scales. How can man nail God to a cross? And the short answer is, he can't. Unless God himself wills it to happen. Jesus Christ dies on the cross for one reason and for one reason only. He wills to be there. Like he said in the Gospels, nobody takes my life away from me. I lay it down freely. Which leads to an even deeper question to ask at the beginning of this Holy Week. Why on earth would God will to die on a cross? God, who is omnipotent and almighty, who can think reality into being and can do absolutely anything he wills, wills to die in such a manner as that. Why? Well, that is the mystery of faith, and your priest is not going to answer that question in a 5-minute homily. But I'll give you just a few things to think about this morning, just 3 things in particular. Jesus dying on the cross is the perfect act of worship to God. In fact, anything that a mere man can offer to God is infinitely inadequate. Only God can offer a perfect act of worship to God, because only God is worthy. But by the cross, our Lord teaches us 3 things. Number one, he teaches us the meaning of the word love. You ever wondered if somebody really loves you? Does he really love me, you ask yourself. Does she really love me, you want to know. How are you ever going to know? Answer, by their willingness to sacrifice of themselves for your well-being. The measure of love is their willingness to sacrifice. That's the cross. Number two, he shows us the meaning of the word power. God is so powerful that he can even draw good out of evil, even out of injustice, even out of the worst injustice, even out of suffering, even out of death. The third thing Jesus teaches us on the cross, but this is the hardest lesson of all to learn, is that the cross is the source of every blessing. Jesus' cross in particular, but more for you and for me in our lives, our participation in it. Source of every blessing, hardest spiritual lesson to learn. Everything your heart is yearning for right now. Love, peace, meaning, understanding, fulfillment, healing, all of it is found in your participation in Jesus' cross. It's the very thing we're all running away from. Because you know what the cross is? Put it to you briefly. It's that one area in your life that you would eliminate if you possibly could, but you can't. That's your cross. holiest place in your life, the place where God is most at work. And this is the hardest spiritual lesson to learn because we all want to run away from it. But when you embrace it in faith, in trust, in love, it's a source of all blessings. That's the lesson that's taught in Holy Week. Palm Sunday is the only Sunday, only day of the year in which we read the gospel twice. Once at the beginning of Mass, and once just now. At the beginning of Mass, we read the story of Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem, and everybody's singing, Hosanna, Hosanna, and waving palm branches in his honor and strewing them at his feet. And in the gospel, those very same people, now just a few days later, the exact same crowd, is calling for his execution with cries of crucify him, crucify him. And we need to remember that it was not the hosannas that paid the price for our sins. And the image of our faith is not a glorious palm branch, is it? I'm a Catholic because of the saints. What they did works, the very cream of humanity, and proof that what our church teaches is true, because they're the ones who lived it. But I'm a Christian because of the cross. Only God could be good enough. Only God could be powerful enough to use evil to defeat evil itself. That's the story we tell during Holy Week. And that's why I invite you to come to the liturgies of the Sacred Triduum. Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Easter Vigil, most sacred days of the entire year and the best time of the entire year to learn the truth of who God is and who we're called to be, and to learn the meaning of the words that it was not the nails that held Christ our Lord to the cross. It was his love for you.